A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own self-righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This saying of our Lord is very familiar to everyone, even to those who are not his followers. It is almost part of our cultural experience, but as part of the Word of God, it also pierces to the spirit like a two-edged sword. Exalting oneself does not have to be parading around like a peacock or always talking about one's accomplishments. No, it can often be very subtle or even unrecognizable. Perhaps you've heard the story of the man who was crawling around on his hands and knees on the curb one night looking for something. A policeman happened to walk by and see him. What are you doing? The policeman questioned. I'm looking for a watch that I lost, the man replied. Well, where exactly did you lose it? The policeman asked so he could help. Oh, about two blocks from here, the man on the ground answered. Puzzled, the policeman responded, Then why are you looking for it over here? The man looked up and said, Well, the light is better here. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. What does this foolish man on the ground have to do with exaltation and humility? Humility involves seeing reality as it truly is. There's an old saying that humility is truth. We could also say that humility is happiness. Humility is not something artificial, saying that we can't do something when we really can, or putting ourselves down in the hopes that others will say, Oh no, you're really wonderful. Humility has to do with focus. What are we focused on? Ourselves or God? The man in the story had his focus completely in the wrong place. No matter how long he groveled on the ground, he would never find what he was looking for. And so with ourselves, we will never find happiness or exaltation, the very happiness that we were created for, or we'll never find humility or any other virtue until we get our eyes off ourselves and focus them primarily on God and His will for our lives. When we forget our neurotic, wounded selves and concentrate on God, then we will find our true selves in His will. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, And the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Pharisee in Christ's parable accuses the rest of humanity and even the tax collector of being greedy, dishonest, and adulterous. Again, his problem is focus. Instead of looking at God, or even directing his prayer toward God, if you notice the text said he prayed, he spoke this prayer to himself. As long as he's not looking at God, he's not focused on the right thing. So instead of looking at God and comparing himself as a Pharisee to see if he's truly fulfilling God's will for his daily life, he's looking at everyone else and how they measure up to his own self-righteous standard. The Pharisee accuses everyone else of being greedy, dishonest, and adulterous. These three vices touch the deepest roots of selfishness as well as security in the human heart. The desire and the need for possessions, intellectual independence, love, and companionship. The vows that religious take, poverty, obedience, and chastity, deal with these basic human tendencies. But all people are called to practice them according to their state of life and vocation. To advance on the path toward real humility and happiness, we need to let go of our tendency to grasp at things, our own self-opinions, and other people. Instead of being like the Pharisee, comparing himself with everyone else, or the man on the ground looking for his watch in the wrong place, let us try to find our goal in greatness of humility by focusing on God and not ourselves. Everyone who humbles himself will be exalted.